R.I.P. to Prince, Beyonce's Lemonade is a hit, Shanta Atkins in the building, co-host Sia Amoon, stay tuned to the beat.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, the beat.
Host Jesse does that. Hey! Diamonds and pearls. This song.
Yeah. Oh,
girl. This song brings back so many. No. Not with two singers up here, no. This song brings back so many memories. Welcome to the beat, guys. Yes. I am your host today, Queen Wink. Jesse isn't here today, but he will definitely be back next week. We miss you, Jesse. Yes. My co-host today is Sia Amoon.
Hello.
If anybody know me, they know that's my favorite girl. And, of course, Mr. Carter's in the building.
Yes, give it up.
And our special guest today is Shantae Atkins. Hi, Shantae.
Hey, Chris.
Shantae. Hey, I'm looking forward to today's show. It's going to be awesome. Yes. As you see, guys, it's girl power, so you're going to get some good conversation today.
Yes.
But today we're going to start off our show with trending topics. The first person that we're going to discuss is Prince passing away.
Yeah.
I feel so sad about his death.
Yeah.
He was 57 years old and healthy. We just saw him too young to die. Mm-hmm. But y'all already know Queen has a million conspiracy theories going on in her brain. But I'm going to try my best not to talk too much about it because I don't need nobody coming over here to get me.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like it's an untimely death. And did you guys know that he doesn't have a will?
Yeah, I just heard that last night.
Yes.
I heard that last night. I don't think that he was in any way, shape, or form prepared
to
or
pass
even
away.
The thought wasn't even
at 57.
At 57.
Not at 57.
No.
I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist myself.
All
so
of us.
We might have to touch on it then. I think we should touch on it because let me tell you something. This is what I think. Let me read real quick what I pulled up about Prince last night, right?
Come on.
Now, this is what just occurred, people, prior to him passing away. So let's hit it. Prince just won back all of the publishing to his songs worth $500 million in a legal battle. Signed a documentation which states if anything should happen to him, everything goes back to the label since he has no wife or kids. A $1 billion life insurance policy was taken out on him by said company. Should anything happen to him, he won. He beat them. Then suddenly, he's dead.
A billion, though?
Billion.
Right. A billion, though.
Right.
Billion. Okay. He had 36-plus staff at Paisley Park, yet died alone.
Yeah.
Really?
How is that even possible?
So to recap, the label gets all past, present, and future publishings, royalties, the $1 billion life insurance payout, and the $500 million he just won in court.
Ain't that some?
So you're worth more dead than you are alive.
I've been hearing it.
See?
Now, what you think, Shantae?
I think they got him for his money. That's what I think.
I think
they took him out.
I think they killed him.
I think so,
that's
too.
Just what
the
I
same
believe.
Way they
it's
killed Michael Jackson.
But, it's just kind of the industry in the world that we're part of.
Oh,
crazy.
I think they killed him. I think they set him up. Where the hell is the flight attendant? Because I think she sipped. I think for the flight attendant slipped him the drink.
You don't just drop dead.
You don't just drop. Right.
And you're Prince.
And you're Prince. You don't just die.
And you're healthy.
And you're healthy. No.
Prince was
no history of drugs.
No.
Of abuse, drug abuse. He's a health nut. He was a vegetarian. He was
very
spiritual.
Conscious.
Very conscious.
Right. Yeah.
Something's not right.
Something ain't right.
And I mean, you just read what it was.
What exactly what it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
A
no
billion,
questions.
Though. I just,
and
that
to
part.
Think that he got cremated immediately.
Cremated
immediately. So it's like, no, there's no way for us to even find out or hold up or his, you know, I don't know. We're not in his personal, you know, we don't know what, I don't know, the family is saying, you know.
But he doesn't have much family.
Yes.
He has one sister, one full-blood sister, and the rest, and half brothers and sisters. Oh. So they were saying something about some of his money, like some of his estate.
She might inherit the sister.
They all would get a piece of it.
Okay. Or even without him having a will?
Even without him having a will, because it has to go next to kin. Mm-hmm. Okay. But are they going to get... But, right. Where's his parents? And are they going to get a little bit of this $500 million in this, in this billion? But we're going to leave it alone because don't come over here getting us.
Right.
We are human beings and we have the right to discuss what we fit as we sip tea.
The good thing about the industry now, though, what I do love is that artists do have more control now and have the option to own their music.
Especially independent artists. So.
Yes. Instead of having, to... At some point, you needed the labels, so it was easy for them to have a hold on you the way that they did, like Prince and Michael Jackson, to where they had to go through these big battles to win their stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like the fact that now we don't really have to go through that. And if artists are smart, I think that they'll pay attention to what's happening.
What do you think, Shantae?
And I think they really paved the way for up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just so that they can... from what I understand about Prince, I wasn't kind of raised during that time. I was more of like MJ.
Mm-hmm.
but from what I understand, he took intellectual property very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
He was serious about, his money and his artistry and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that in how he handled his business, not only as a businessman but an artist, I think that it paved the way for up-and-coming artists to know that you can learn this business, you can do what you need to do, you can do your own distribution.
Yep.
The power of social media is causing so many great things to happen. So I think that they really, paved the way for up-and-coming artists and how they handle business.
That's
yes.
true.
Absolutely.
That's true. And to be true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
for those who choose to be true to themselves.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But Prince has just always been Prince. It is what it is. He wasn't trying. And that's the thing, and we're going to move on to the next subject, but that's the thing with artists from back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
Like Prince, Michael Jackson,
they were originality,
man,
mm-hmm.
And that's how they became like multi-million dollar superstars.
And it was all about being an individual and being original. That's what it was about, opposed to now.
Everybody wants to sound
what's
like,
popular.
Yeah.
What I need to get on the radio, so I'm gonna bite off of somebody else, and I'm gonna do this. And I just feel like. I mean, what do you want then? Do you just want fame, or do you really want to be like an artist and be true to who you are? And I think that in this day and age, most people are out there trying to just fight
just
for platforms and just trying to compete.
Just
you know what I mean? Because
there's
plenty of like amazing, incredible artists who aren't discovered. They may not have the big platform, but they're just as great, if not greater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I respect people who are original and they're not trying to grab off of somebody else, bite off of somebody else just to say, I can be just like them, or I can do why are you competing? Be exactly who you are. You feel me?
But do you notice that the originality, when the people are original and they come out, they shoot straight to the sky because
people
are hungry
for
that.
They've consistently been original too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Some people they come out immediately and they want this insta success. Like it don't happen
it
like that.
It doesn't work like that.
People be working hard. Who is it? Beck. He had been working hard, playing all those instruments. I had the opportunity to sing with him one particular time,
and
he's incredible, worked super, super hard, and he got a Grammy. I mean, it took some time, but he stayed true to who he was.
Yeah.
And that's all
it
comes.
It pays
Eric
off.
Sharon, what's his name? 17?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it's called. Okay, y'all got our... They got our take on Prince.
Yes.
We all think they killed them, but we won't leave it alone. You killed them.
Yeah.
But Beyonce, did you guys get to see Lemonade? If Shantae, if you sit here and say that you did not watch Lemonade, we're gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
I watched a piece.
You've been watching what's been scrolling on social media.
I have heard everyone talking about Lemonade. I went on YouTube.
Okay.
And I watched a piece of it, but I didn't see the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak on it without having, fully.
Okay, go ahead. I already know.
Beyonce is everything. She gives me so much life. I think she's one of the few greats of our time that's left. And just hats off to you, Beyonce, for just doing the damn thing. You're amazing.
Yeah.
The album is incredible. She just... just the creativity all across the board.
She slayed.
She slayed lemonade.
And Shantae, if you, you have to watch it.
It took me a while at first. Okay. Like when I first tried, I couldn't sit down and watch the full hour. It was like I kept piecing. Then finally, I got a chance to sit down, and I'm like, oh my god, this is incredible.
It was it was like every emotion of what she was going through. Yeah. People are saying like some of the emotion is in regards to her dad, what her dad did to her mom, and then some of what she did with
Jay-Z. She's going through.
But she showed every emotion, anger.
Emptiness.
And it has chapters.
Yeah.
Wow. So with each chapter is a different song, but anger is my favorite.
Is that what you identify the most?
I identify with that anger. That she was like, "Who the F do you think I am?" Yeah. Uh-huh. She and the way she was walking in the video. Man.
And you could tell that she probably really feels that.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows. They've done a great job at keeping private and you know, keeping it about the music and her as an artist.
Right.
And we never really know what the artist is going through.
Well, she's human. You know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a lot of times when people are celebrities or they have this great level of fame and success, they forget that they're human too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They read your little nasty comments. They see all the, you know what I mean, the stuff that people say. So they have a right to feel certain things. They not only go through, you know, with dealing with their fans and supporters, but they have a regular life as well. Yeah. So trying to maintain a marriage, have a child, run a business, like,
and stay Beyonce,
you know,
but and she's a Virgo. Virgos are crazy.
Are they? Because I'm you know what?
Don't. Are you a Virgo?
My birthday is September 5th. Okay,
that's her birthday.
That's September 4th.
September 4th.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I am not.
You are crazy.
Crazy. I am not crazy.
Or what's your definition of crazy?
Right.
Right. When I think of crazy, I don't want to put someone's name.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't think too many people are crazy. I'm going to tell you why. Because I work with mentally ill people.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think my definition of crazy is like mental institution crazy.
Okay. No,
so
okay,
maybe if you're like halfway crazy, to me you like normal because I feel like everybody has
everybody has that.
You know.
Yeah. No, but you,
different
Virgos
degrees.
Are nuts. I'm
they're
sorry.
Not,
I don't know about nuts.
No.
I do. My sister, September 7th.
Okay. No.
My favorite girl, my favorite, like, Tanisha Thomas, who's from... Bad Girls Club.
Yeah, okay.
That's my client.
No,
she's Virgos crazy. Are Virgos not are crazy. You're crazy.
I'm
Beyonce's
not crazy.
Beyonce's crazy.
I love Beyonce. It's amazing. Okay,
she's not but crazy. But y'all know how to snap back. But y'all a little nuts.
We'll go there. If you take us there, though.
Yeah, and I think that's everybody,
but,
though.
Yeah, that's any person.
Yeah, Geminis. You know,
look, see, look. Why she trying to go hard on that?
I got a little bit of crazy.
Yeah, you a Capricorn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus, help you, Lord.
Look. It ain't always true what they say. It ain't always true what they say.
But for anybody who didn't take the time out to see Beyonce's Lemonade, please take the time to check it out. It's awesome. It's worth the hour. You can find it online. I have the link, honey.
Yeah.
So I don't have HBO. Okay? I got the link.
The link.
I was able to see everything without paying for title, which I think is a crock of crap. But anyway, let's move on to something great.
Okay.
Russell Simmons to launch ADHD. What do you? I know you said you read on it and you said. So what? So give us a quick synopsis on what you think this is.
I'm actually excited that he's doing this. I think just as an independent artist, not having a whole team or a big system behind me, having this advertisement company and just branding to help artists, I think is just so awesome.
So isn't it something to, do you know about it?
I don't, but I'd love to know more about it.
I heard that it was something like to teach people how to identify with black artists or something like that.
Okay.
Pull it up for me.
Please.
A lot of people, and pull it up for me too, Mr. Carter? Because you know you are. No, Mr. Carter be on it, guys. I don't even know. He be in a little corner, but he be on it.
I know that's right.
But he be on it. So you can give me a quick, deeper synopsis of what it is about. But I heard it's something, a program that he's coming up with that's going to teach people how to identify more with black artists, rap artists, singers, and stuff like hip-hop. That. Because hip hop, period. Uh-huh. Because a lot of people, they don't know how to identify with us. Yeah. They put everybody in a specific category. Right. Read to me what you got, Mr. Carter.
It says, Russell Simmons, All Deaf Digital, has launched an in-house advertising agency called ADHD to help brands and agencies connect with the urban millennial audience.
Yes. Oh, yes. See, I think that's a good idea. At least somebody's stepping up.
Thank you.
At least somebody's stepping up to
and
help
the urban community needs that.
I love it.
Yeah.
We need that.
Oh, yes. And I'm big on community. So when I see artists or people who just have major platforms helping the community, I love that.
Me
you know?
Too.
You do?
Yeah.
Y'all both do?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love giving back. I love it. I need to do it more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shantae, I said I wasn't going to curse today. but I think it's awesome, especially with somebody who has a platform like that. People listen to Russell Simmons.
Yes, they do.
He is a mogul. He's a strong influence in the music industry. People listen to this man. So yes, this is something. Thank you, Jesus, for the air. Praise God.
Woo,
he said, let them have some AC. He gave it to us, okay?
Yes, Lord.
But I think this is awesome, and we need other people to step up and do this. I'm surprised Diddy never did anything like this.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean?
I thought about that when I read this.
Yeah, you thought about
he
Diddy.
He hasn't done anything like that.
No, because he still wants to take that coin, probably, but moving right along. So.
Look.
Look, you
put
stepping
that finger
out?
Up,
you hiding behind a finger when you're leaving a pew, leaving a church, right? But we need more people to step up and help the independent artists because obviously no one is looking for a record deal anymore.
Yeah, right. And the labels aren't even putting the time into the artists and developing artists anymore. So you would think that that they would go ahead and build that, that platform and help. But
no, they don't want to help because they're not going to make no coin.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're not going to give back. They don't want to work. They don't want to do nothing.
That's why.
Well, we're going to move on to the videos of the week. I'm kind of excited.
Me too.
Because we have somebody on here. But before we get to that person, we're going to look at this person named G-Free, featuring Terminology and Rust Juke. Mafamatics. I guess I have to say it in a Jamaican accent. So, Mafamatics, check it out, guys. I didn't know what the heck that says.
We gotta get that money out here by any means.
Hey.
So we can plant and cultivate these seeds. Three crooks loaded up, cop back and squeeze. Hit a lick just to make ends meet.
We strap
for the cash, finish short fuse for the math. Out here laying down MCs for the green. It's all kinetic, so if it ain't about the paper, my nigga, then let that bitch breathe. Word to ODB, that paper magnetized my crew. Bumping Rakim in every beat at the age of 13. It's been all about these death presents. So I push this audio crack out my mom's Chevy until I'm good and ready. Ain't got enough in the stash to put aside for these babies. I'll be damned to have this shit go down in flames like Lisa Left Eye. That's crazy, cause the only thing burning is this blunt rolling up out of pan. A Chevy pie skunk. My man stay with a rusty katana. So make one false move, we pulling the juice.
G-Free featuring Terminology. Now, my question is this. Now, he got bars. He's dope.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. I'm a New Yorker for life, but we fell off in the rap game. You feel me? And I just feel like he's a lyricist. Is this industry even ready for that? Is there room for somebody who rap like this?
I think so. I think that it's coming back around.
You think so?
I do.
Girl.
I think that, at least I hope so.
I hope so too.
I hope so. Just, I'm a conscious artist, a conscious being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to talk about other things and have spit bars too. You feel me? No, but I hope so. Because the music has been so dumbed down and just so minimal.
And everything sounds the same. What you think, Shantae?
Do they want someone like that?
Do they want, right?
I mean? Because
that's a good
question. Of course there's room, but is that what they want? Is that
right.
who they're going to play? Are they going to give them an opportunity? You know what I'm saying?
That.
And I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I feel I feel weird when I hear like Remy Ma, Fat Joe song on the way up here in LA, because they don't play that type of music on the radio out here. It's just like every time I hear that song come on, I'm like, Dad, does this even fit in? It's a shame because we've become so jaded, so accustomed to how about the hit it the hot? Who is the hit it the hot with words?
Nothing.
Then when you hear words that you can comprehend, it's hard for you to inhale it and understand what's going on. What I'm saying? What you think, Mr. Carter?
Man, is it marketable? Like you said, is it what we want?
Right.
You know, it's most of the people who are lyricists who got bars like that, they're not appealing to the eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Because they're too conscious. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
yeah, you got to have a good balance.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, man. I pray. Well, he sound good.
He got a nice tone.
If you want to see more from G Free featuring Terminology and Rush Juke, Mamafitis, whatever how you say it.
Mafomatics. Yes.
Check out the video. Now this next person, she's my favorite girl. It's Sia Amun Flowers. Now, we had the opportunity to, I had 420 with her. I don't know if you know, but at the Holy Blaze, it was a lot
Holla
of people.
Holla
Blaze. Mm-hmm. I say Holy Blaze, Holla Blaze, whatever. Everybody was high. I wasn't high, believe it or not. I didn't get to smoke either.
Yeah, I didn't get to get as high as
but
I wanted to.
She featured her video. So you guys, please check out Sia Amun Flowers. Let's check her out. Because you know my love and arrangement.
Always comes with such a sweet bouquet.
Hey.
When I feel under the weather,
I love when you do your head like that.
He brings a medicine that gets me straight.
You better sing.
No, we aren't together, no. But he knows he's got my loyalty. Come through when I need him. With my special delivery. And he knows exactly what I need. Sometimes you just want to take it easy. Roll up and float on these Cali breezes.
That's right. Sing
what
it
is. Yes, because I was going to bust out like it's my jam. Like.
We get so high, I don't wanna let go. Every time he brings me flowers.
Come on, Harmony.
Cause he knows that I really love my flowers. Think I just might make him mine.
Yes. Look at that wine. Hey.
You better wine.
Hey, that's so West Coast. That's Sia Amun, guys.
Thank you.
Sia Amun Flowers.
Yes.
We'll take a quick five seconds on you. But let them know who did the editing and everything for that video. How did you make that video?
There's a little story behind the video. I really wanted to have this video done by my 420 event. I'm like, I have to premiere the video. So I met with a few directors, but time kind of got away from me just with the planning. And before I knew it, I'm like, oh shit, it's April. And the 20th is like literally in a couple of weeks. So the directors that I met with were like, there's no way. It's impossible to get this video done. There's just, you have to allow us way more time. The editing is going to take at least a month, like all this stuff, right? And I'm just like, there's no way that I can accept this. So I actually shot the video myself. I directed the video and edited the video.
Come on.
And I'm really proud, actually. I had to learn the program that I edited the video with.
See?
while I was editing, so it was challenging, but I got it done in 2 weeks. Yeah.
You never gotta pay nobody.
You know?
DIY.
Do it yourself.
I'm so proud of it. So
and it really helped me as an artist, that whole experience. I'm just like, oh shit. Mm. It kind of opened up a whole new.
And you don't have to outsource
as much. Yeah, there's nothing that I can't do.
And right. So you guys need to check it out. The whole video is really good. Well edited. She has it popping and jumping all over the place. Like, for her to have done this and didn't know the program, she did a really good job. So imagine the next one, now that you know how to do the program, it's going to be even sicker. That's Sia Amon Flowers, guys. Check her out. Yes, don't miss it. At the end of the show, we'll get all the information from everybody where you can see the video and catch up with their music. Nice. The next person is Azealia Banks. You know, we talk about Azealia Banks a lot on this show because she's so confrontational or whatever. But I saw this a little snippet of this video, and I honestly, to be honest with you, I kind of was feeling it. And I'm not really a Azealia Banks type of fan. She's been out. She does house music or whatever. So that's not my flow. But this is kind of cool. Check it out. Azealia Banks, the big beat. Guess who up in this bitch? Catch who duck in this clip. Dick who wanted my nigga is nothing. Them boys and drummers got niggas be gunning, but your niggas ain't she's in a like project. Me. Look at this bitch. Magazine cover this shit. Young sex seller, yeah, bitch, keep mumbling. Fuck how you silly, young bitch, keep bugging it. Nigga, I'm still in these streets. Look at this wrist. Look at these colorful chips. Look at these titties. Double D's, these double the double on the strip. Dungarees with the bubble butt. Pumping that kilo, that key. Eight to the beat. Dance to the big, big beat. Dance to the big, big beat. With a bitch night. Dance to the big, big beat. Dance to the big, big beat.
Pretty girl.
But she's a mess. Dance to the big, dance to the big, big beat. Dance to the big, big beat. Just like this. The big, big beat. Dance to the big, big beat. You've been around the world looking for love in the strange places. Don't you think it's time to confess your love to me? Shining diamonds all on your face. Azealia Banks, the big beat.
It's
it's fun. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of da da dee da da da. But I think because she's so confrontational, because I don't know if y'all been looking in the news lately, but she's wrote something talking about Beyonce and Lemonade.
She was
going ham talking about Beyonce. Oh. Yeah, you and your nigga, da 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 da. But it's just at the end of the day, I think she does it because she's big overseas. She's not big over here. Mm-hmm. So I think what her being so confrontational is bringing attention to her in the U.S.
You know, Americans love confrontation.
Yeah, Americans love confrontation and that. So it's bringing people more aware of who she is over here. But the way she's doing it is more in a negative manner. But you know, but even with negativity, people want to know who is this stupid girl who's starting all this mess. And then before you know it, you know, you get caught up in online and YouTube and you don't watch like 20 of her videos.
That's smart.
So she's a smart girl. She's a smart girl. So Azealia Banks, the big beat. Now it's time. Now it's time to introduce our amazing guest, Shantae Atkins.
Yes.
Hi, welcome. She's so cute. And I really know that she probably don't want to be known as this, but you are the sister of Mary Mary.
Of course.
The sisters of the Mary Marys.
Yes.
Who's stepping out and doing her own thing.
Yes.
You're so cute. Y'all all look alike. It's ridiculous.
Just alike. Okay.
Just alike. But welcome to the beat.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I hope you're having a good time so far. I'm trying to think if I want to watch your video first or do we want to do a little bit of conversation first.
Have a video?
I think, she has a video called From I Will Follow. Oh, audio. From I Will Follow. I don't know why it says video here. But we have some audio. So you said you have
like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
All right, so what we're going to do is we'll go to the audio because I wanted to stay. Yeah, I could talk over it. Okay, so let's play it.
Cool.
Let's play it and we could talk over it a little.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. It's called I Will Follow, Shantae Atkins.
Look, now I can go to see you and get a video done.
Right. Call me, girl.
The next.
hear it first. Hey.
Gonna sing a lie.
Yes.
You love me like no other.
Yes.
I place no one else above you. Cause you're all I need. All I want. And when I'm feeling lost and need a little direction, your voice guides me. Wherever you lead, I will follow. I will follow everywhere you lead. Wherever you lead,
yeah.
I will follow. I will follow everywhere you lead.
Yes. La, la, la,
la, la, la. You better,
you better
hit that.
Girl.
You better. You better sing, Shantae. Go ahead, keep going.
Wherever you are, that's where I want to be. I will follow everywhere you lead. In a quiet place or on a crowded street, Lord, I will follow everywhere you lead. Singing in front of millions, or it's just you and me. I will follow everywhere you lead.
Yes! We're going to keep it going. Hey. See, usually I would have cut it off right now, but I'm not. Hey, sing. We got a concert.
Hey.
Just to hear your voice, I will yell. I will.
Yes.
Help me say, la, la, la. La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
I live for this kind of stuff.
La, 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 ooh, la, 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 la.
You better sing.
I will follow, yeah. We.
Is it out now?
It is. It's on Google Play, Amazon,
okay,
and iTunes.
I'm gonna go and get it.
Yo, that is so good. Yes. See, she can sing.
She can blow.
She can blow in real life.
In real life.
Sing in real life.
Right there, y'all.
Oh my God, how long have you been singing? Because I know you sing with your sisters. You sing background with your sisters with Mary Mary. How long have you been singing background with Mary Mary?
The first time I started singing, because I did a lot of background work before I would, you know, go on shows and stuff. I actually started when I was 14.
Wow. Okay. How old are you now? You a baby?
I'm 29.
You're the baby?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I started singing when I was 14. I remember the first performance we did was on the Lady of Soul Awards.
Okay.
And I was so nervous and so scared, you know?
Yeah.
I was really inside of my shell then. But yeah, I had no problem singing background. Like, as long as, you know, I don't got to be in front of people, I'm good, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I started then when I was, 14.
Wow.
That's so dope.
Wow. So what made you want to step out and do your own solo career? What's going on?
It was, let me tell you, it was only God.
I
fought it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have so many sisters and I'm the youngest,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times people want you to do what they see their siblings doing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And for me, because I'm such an individual, I just kind of fought it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that because you guys want me to do that because they do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it. So it was a little bit of rebellion, a little bit. And I had my own issues I needed to work through,
mm-hmm.
you know, before I stepped mm-hmm. out. And I was like, okay, I would hear, you know, you're going to be so great. And you hear stuff that people say they see, you know, you in the future
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and accomplishing all of this. But for me, it was hard for me to believe because, like I said, I had my own issues. Like, me? Like, what? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that coupled along with me just trying to, you know, create my own path. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Not realizing, like, duh, they're, you know what I mean? They gave you one up.
Yeah.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying? Because of where they are. But I had to make the decision for myself. This is what I want to do. I'm not doing this because nobody told me. I'm not doing this because you think it's a good idea. I'm doing it because this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write the songs and I'm going to be a creative mm-hmm. artist, because if I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be it all the way or not.
Yeah.
Yes,
at all.
And be
that's
true
what I'm
to
talking
you
about.
You know what I'm saying?
Your individuality.
Yeah.
That's
so,
and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened for me.
So how long long have you been working on your album?
Honestly, I just started working on it seriously last year.
Really?
Yeah. Congratulations. I finally, thank you.
Thank you for blessing us with your voice. Yes. Thank you.
How it happened was, I was like, okay, look, God, because I'll be talking to him real. I'll be
we
like,
do
look,
too.
God,
I do too.
Man. If you want me to sing, you're going to have to give me some songs. And I don't want no crappy stuff. Mm-hmm. I want something good, something, you know, quality, something, like I said, that's original. And so I was just like, okay. I would just get songs randomly when I wake up in the morning. For this song, I actually was on my way to the beach. Mm-hmm. And I was having a conversation with someone who, again, was encouraging me, you should sing. And I'd be like, oh, girl, bye. Yeah. You know, you should sing. And I just started singing like, wherever you lead, I will follow. I will follow everywhere you go was the first part. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of came, you know, and just became what it is now from there. So I started writing. I would let people hear like, okay, do you think this is good? Do you think that's good? And the way that it happened was I was like, you know what? I need to release some music. And this was last year. I was like, I need to release something. And so Spare of the Moment, I put it up on SoundCloud the day after Thanksgiving. And it was like 10,000 views within a week.
Wow.
And I was just like, what?
Let me find out.
You know? And so, and when I did it, I wanted to work with, you know, different people. Because, of course, Warren Campbell, amazing producer. Yes. You know, I could easily go there. But I was just like, no, I want to establish it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On my own. And I knew some, you know, great writers and producers. And so,
not to cut you off, but after the show, you guys need to talk.
Yeah.
Because I think you guys would be a great combination. You need to find out what's going on with this one right here.
Okay.
And it's definitely a blessing that y'all met.
Okay.
She'll give you a synopsis. Anyway, moving right along. As you were saying, so Warren Campbell, you moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so of course, you know, everybody expected just go there, but you know, just go with him, do music there. And I was just like, well, you know, there's people that I think that need opportunity to work, and I feel like I probably had more influence in them in regards to the music industry simply because of my sister's work, you know. So for me, being established with writing my own songs as well as bringing in and co-producing with other people, you know, to me that establishes me more as an artist and creative person, you know what I mean? Other than just, I can sing, give me a mic, give me a song, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all worked for me.
Yeah. You're a well-rounded artist.
Yes, that's awesome.
Can you tell us a little bit about your philanthropy? We heard that you like to do different missionary things out of the country. Can you give us a little synopsis of that? Because it's always good to give back.
Yes.
When God blesses you, it's good to bless others. So can you give us a little bit about what you do with that?
Well, I do foreign missions in other countries, so it was my desire to do missions on every continent.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've done mission trips in Mexico, in Nicaragua, let me say it right, and in Colombia. And when I go there, I normally go to orphanages. So, you know, you have a bunch of children that are extremely poor. Mm-hmm. I've, like, slept on, like, cots that were almost, like, almost the same as how they have in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
I slept on the ground, like, it's so many different things that happen, but the reason why I go is because I feel like we have so much in this country, you know what I'm saying? We're afforded so much. It's not just, oh, I'm so wonderful, look at me, I'm giving back, but it's just like, we are afforded so much. I feel like it's my responsibility to go and help somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so not only do I believe in helping in-state, because it's, you know, it's in-house missions as well, but I believe that we should go out, because, I mean, what is it that we don't have? We lose our phone and we blow up. They don't even have sometimes food to drink, you know? So I just believe that if you're giving much, you should give much. Mm-hmm. It's not always about what I can receive, what I can gain. What can I give out?
Yeah.
Because I believe in reaping and sow. And so if you sow it, you're going to reap it back, you know? And not that my intention is, let me do this just so I can get something back.
Yeah.
But like, if you look at these children, if you look at, you know what I mean, all the stuff that they're going through, for me, I see that I'm just like, I don't have no kids. I'm not married. Like,
right, why not?
I can invest. You know what I'm saying? In another life.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So what are some of the things that you do when you, what are some of the things that you do?
What we do is we run what they call like vacation Bible school. So we have games, we feed them, we evangelize, we give money, we buy what they need. Like this last place I went was Cartagena, Colombia. Mm-hmm. And when we went there, basically they have churches there. They have ministries there, but they don't really have much. Yeah. So they don't have music departments. You know, they may have a mic. It's kind of broke down. So we'll donate a mic, or we'll donate a mic stand, mm-hmm. or we'll give money. I was able to be able to bless them through all of the supporters I had, because I got funders as well and sponsors. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to bless them with materials for their school that they have wow. there. You know, so just that for me is incredible. And yeah. the crazy part about it is, when I tell you I had nothing, when it was time for me to, like right before it was time for me to go, I didn't even have the money. I wasn't working. I was unemployed, because I keep it real. I was yeah. on unemployment. I wasn't working. But I said, I committed to this trip. I'm going. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to get my money together, just like we do if we want our hair, nails yeah. done, popping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, mm-hmm. I got, you know what I mean? And I just feel like if I could work hard for that, I could work hard for a life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, you know, God opened up a door. I had everything I needed.
Right.
Everything I needed.
That's how
like,
it works. Yes. That's
what?
How it works. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Faith, man, listen.
Yeah.
Faith without works yeah, is dead. Man. You listen. Was moving that faith. You was like, look, I'm going in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Okay, like, I'm going. Now, God, you're going to have to provide the things that I need to go, but I'm going.
Because I don't see no money nowhere, no,
right.
Lord.
Right.
But yeah. I know you got something up there.
And you
so
had
pour
an amazing
out.
Trip.
Uh-huh. I did.
That's good. And your next trip is to Haiti, right?
Yes. And what's so amazing about this is I finally get to plan one. I've been a part of other ministries going for the last mm-hmm. four times I've gone,
mm-hmm.
and this time I get to plan one. So I'm excited. It's a new challenge, and yeah. I'm just like a little nervous, but yeah. I'm excited about it.
That's good. You gotta keep us posted. Yeah, you gotta keep
I
us
love
posted
that kind
on
of
that.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm like, tell me more.
I wanna go.
Yes. I wanna go.
For real.
So that's awesome.
What do you think about like worship in the mind? Like, how do you feel that worship? What do you think worshiping God does for the mind? Like, what is your outlook on that?
I believe that when you take that isolated time
mm-hmm.
to yes. just focus and become fixated on Jesus and on mm-hmm. God, you know, I think that it helps you to just have so much clarity and so much focus. And for me, when I come out of, you know, the presence of God, I'm able to just accomplish things that I never, you know, thought mm-hmm. that I could before. I'm not as cluttered. You know yeah. what I'm saying? It helps you to release all mm-hmm. the junk, all the negativity, all yeah. the heaviness, all the negative emotions that sometimes we carry around. And I just believe that in that moment, you get to release and then receive from
yeah.
Him.
Hey.
Whether it's receive words of encouragement, whether it's correction, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know what I mean? This yeah. is what I want you to do in that moment of, you know, where you just zone in to Him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so much that could happen in that moment.
Yeah.
So I think as far as your mind, it definitely makes your mind clear, and it allows you to open yourself up to receive from Him mm-hmm. something greater than yourself.
Now, how do you yeah. feel? How do you feel like with this whole internet thing and the mm-hmm. the new millennium and all the stuff that's going on? There's a lot of people, a lot of young people who are not believing in God. So how do you keep your faith from being swayed in the midst of people losing their faith?
Well, here's the thing.
Great question.
I believe that when you really have faith,
mm-hmm.
when you are really rooted and grounded in that thing, whatever it is that you believe, you can't be swayed.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I say that, like, I'm a young person. I'm actually still a virgin. I don't always tell people that, but I am.
Praise
and
them.
I think that yeah. is necessary.
Don't be
because
me then.
What? But and it's no slight. It's just
no,
to
I
let,
get it. I'm
you know,
no.
It's just a decision that I made.
I
you know
yeah,
what I'm
I
saying?
It's beautiful.
And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's not to be, you know, seem high and mighty, but
yeah.
it's just something for me. I respect my temple.
Mm-hmm,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I got to do better with putting bad food in it. But
no,
I try
okay.
to, you know,
you gotta do what you gotta,
I try
you gotta
to
fight
respect my temple because I really believe, you know, mm-hmm. we have to believe God. But back to your question, I feel like if you really believe something wholeheartedly, can't nobody stop that. Like,
yeah.
for example, you believe your mama is your mama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody come to you and tell you your mama ain't your mama, because
mm-hmm.
you believe that thing with your whole heart. You spend time with her, you see her, you talk
yeah,
to
yeah.
her, she's been there for you. So for me, you can't tell, you can't shake my faith, because I've had too much experience with
to
God,
know that God
and
is
He's
real.
Come through so many times for
mm-hmm.
me. So I don't care what you say. You can come to me on an intellectual level, No, you're not about to get me. You could come to me on an emotional level. You could come to me on a spiritual level. You're not going to make me stop believing who God is. And so for me, God, I can say that God has really kept me, because in the midst of this generation, it's very rare for people to just walk in their faith and be bold, because sometimes you could be made to feel stupid. Like, people call me weird, stupid, mm-hmm. you too holy, you too whatever. Like, sometimes people see the religious bigots and they feel like everybody who's a Christian or believer is like that. That's so not true. Yeah, and sometimes we get it hard, because I was always a little girl in school, like, do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And not because I thought I was better, but I really wanted people just to do the right thing. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Spike Lee. But, you know, but for real, I did. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, it's just kind of like, you're not going to make me stop believing in God. Yeah. You're not going to shake my faith. Absolutely mm-hmm. not. So I think when you really believe something wholeheartedly, yeah. you may go through stuff, you may have doubts, but it's just like, you come right back around like, nah, bro, I hear you, but I'm sticking with, you know what I'm saying? You know, you feel me? And I talk to a lot of people that are from a lot of different religions, whether they be Muslim, whether they be, you know, New Age philosophers, whatever, like, you're not going to shake my faith. And I think that a lot of times people don't realize that they don't really have faith in the God that they talk about. Mm. They just kind of know about him, but they don't really know him. Because, again, I liken it to a mother, you know what I'm saying, or a father. Like, nobody can tell me that Thomasina Atkins is not my mama. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody come to me and tell me that. They can't tell me that my sisters don't love me. You can't tell me that. I have too much. I get a little excited.
Yes,
I have too much experience.
It.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. With them, God, they've done too much. They've come through for me so many times. They've supported me so many times.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't care who you are. You're not about to not make me believe. What? Yeah. Who are you? Because then I'm giving you more control and authority over the God who's provided for me. Did you provide for me? Did you pay my bills? Was you there when I was depressed? Was you there when I was suicidal?
Right.
Was you there all those times? No, you was not. But guess who was there? God was there.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I'm gonna go ahead and stick with my faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I go in.
I'm just as passionate as you, girl.
Yes, she Listen. Is. So that's good. Yes. We need. See, guys. See, girl power. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we got Mr. Carter, but girl power up here. Like we, what you say, Mr. Carter?
I said I received that anointing, girl. What? Over here preaching on.
He said, I received that anointing, but I had such a wonderful time with you girls today.
Yay!
So, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/ I believe, Shantae Atkins. I'm on Instagram.
Spell Shantae, because it looks like Shanta.
Shantae, that's Shanta.
Mm-hmm.
Atkins, like the diet. So it's Shantae Atkins on Instagram. It's Shantae Atkins on Twitter and Shantae Atkins on Facebook. And I'm going to start a Snapchat, and it's going to be it's Shantae Atkins on Snapchat also.
Okay, where can everybody find you?
You can actually check out my website, longlivesiaamoon.com. You can find me on Instagram at Sia Amoon, Facebook at Sia Amoon. SoundCloud at Sia Amoon, SiaAmoun.
And they can see the flower videos on...
on my website.
Amazing
video. What's your website one more time?
LongLiveSiaAmoon.com.
Okay. And where can everybody find you, Mr. Carter?
You already know. Y'all can find me at Mr. Carter on all social media.
Yeah. And for me, you know, you can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram and on Snapchat and on Twitter at Queen Live. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into The Beat. We'll see Jesse next week. I had a great time. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget, leave a message at the bottom of YouTube. Let us know the independent artist that you want us to play, because it's coming up this month. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning into The Beat. Have a great day.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.